WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 927. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come in and speak a little bit about some of the things involved in Randolph County government, some of the different problems and issues and concerns we're working on, as well as some of the advancements we're trying to make and improvements we're trying to work for and make things a little better. I'll go right into some of it. Probably the first one I'm to speak about a little bit is the Randolph County Care Center. If you've heard me at the 2 weeks ago, I also mentioned this, and it'll give me another opportunity to discuss it again, because on June 28th, when we have our primary, there'll be two issues on the ballot, two initiatives to discuss the Randolph County Care Center and what we're trying to do to make improvements. But we've had an opportunity through the American Rescue Plan funds. We've had an opportunity in order to make some improvements on the facility and help it move forward. The facility is actually about 70 years old. It was built on a referendum in 1949, and that is the reason for the referendums now. And as you might imagine, there's been many changes in the health care over the last 70 years. There's been a tremendous number of changes in how things are done. And in order to move forward, one of the issues we have to look at is our census is down in the facility. It's licensed for 100 beds. We've been averaging about 45 on average for the last 6-7 years. We were actually quite a bit lower than that during the COVID period. We had actually dropped into the 30s, but we're in about mid-40s now. And we need some additional usage for the facility, as well as we need to make improvements on the facility. And in order to do that, in order to accomplish all these different things, we need to change how the facility is, I'm trying to think of a good word here. We need to change the organizational structure of it. The management structure. We need to transfer the facility into what I'll call a quasi-governmental type of entity, where they can become eligible for additional funding. Put very simply forward, counties just simply do not, funding is simply not available for some of the programs that are there if you operate as a county. Most nursing homes are not operated as a county government. They're operated as a 501c3 or something of that nature. And we need to take a look at doing that so we can be eligible for future funding and future programs, so we can make the necessary changes on it in order to accomplish that. Now, on the referendum on the ballot, the question is going to say, shall the county board have the authority to sell or transfer? It's not our intent to sell. It's our intent to move it into a quasi-governmental type of entity, so it's now available for that additional funding and available for those additional resources so we can make those improvements.
Kind of a reorganization.
Yeah, it's a type of reorganization, I guess, is also a good word. Now, we will plan to have, coming up here in the next few weeks, we're going to have a couple of open houses, forums, where anyone has any questions or wants to get more in detail about it, look at the different plans and those types of things. We're going to make those available as we get a little closer to the election time in late June. But until that time, and if anyone has any questions, they're always welcome to discuss it with me. And we've went over this with the employees and the different, you know, affected entities and different affected individual groups. And generally speaking, we're getting a positive response on it. And I think this is overall, it's going to be a very positive thing for the county, something we're going to want to try to accomplish. Without making these changes, it's going to be very difficult to move forward into the future if we don't accomplish some of these things. So that's what we're working for in order to try to accomplish this, and that is the general idea with it. With it, the process, obviously we have a considerable amount of renovations we're going to be working towards, renovating, and of course we have to do that in phases, the back half, the front half, etc., but upgrading the rooms, more bathroom facilities, you know, where you have bathrooms within a suite, two rooms and a bathroom and a middle suite type of system, as opposed to going down the hall and to use the washroom and that stuff. It'll change the showering, the bathing facilities, etc. So it'll be quite a renovation. It'll make quite a difference, and it's gonna be definitely for the benefit of the future of the care center, as well as for the it's going to be beneficial for the county as well. So that's one of the things we're looking at, and that'll be on the ballot coming up. And I would really encourage people to consider supporting that, because I believe it is going to be best for the future of the facility.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and take
that,
and we'll be back here on The People Speak. Just waiting for the Cowboys to come riding in there.
That is a very nice tune.
It is. It is. I've got an app on my phone that you can hold it up to music and it'll identify the song. I said, one of these times I'm going to have to do that. Just guarantee, you know, nail down what that is.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Sounds good.
So we got the care center. That'll be.
I had discussed a little bit about the care center. Moving on with a couple of other topics. I usually mention a little bit about some of the things that are taking place on different road projects around the county. The one that is now underway, we had let that contract fart about 8 weeks ago, is a resurface job on the road that runs between the county highway that runs between Wine Hill and I lost the road name, between Wine Hill and
Rockwood.
So yes, thank you very much.
Or?
Yeah, County Road 5. And it actually comes up to Wine Hill, and then it goes east just short distance, but it's about a 6-mile stretch in there. Mm-hmm. And the resurface project has begun. They are under the process of doing that. It's mostly it's funded through motor fuel tax revenues, but it's also funded. There's also a county match on it as well. And that was a project that we had put in for a couple of years ago, and now it has come to fruition. If you remember, we had replaced two bridges on that County Road 5 from Rockwood to Wine Hill. And we had resurfaced one, replaced one, both of them over Mill Creek. And so now it's an opportunity to, in order to get a new paving surface on that. So that'll really fix that road up in a very nice, you know, bring it really way up to standards and make it very nice. And that'll give us an opportunity for that. We're also looking at opportunities for fixing the road that runs from the city limits of Sparta there by the where the county highway department is, south on down to 3 miles down there to the Shoe Line Road. Now that'll involve some curve work and dirt work, as well as a resurfacing project. That's probably another year off, just in round terms of ideas, but it is in process and being a part of it. And those will be our projects for this year and this particular year.
I think that'll be kind of a project that's kind of needed too. I know they've had a couple serious accidents.
Yes, that is a project that's needed through there, and the traffic supports it. The traffic justification supports it. Also, if you've been following the solar project that is, they call it south of Tilden, Illinois, that is still moving forward. To my knowledge, I had spoke with some of the developers about a week ago, and they told me that they intend to put the permits in within the next few weeks period of time, and they were kind of asking a timeline on the permitting process and how it would work. And I was giving them information on that. But that project is roughly 1,200 acres of solar panels that would be basically about a mile south of Tilden, about 3 miles north of Sparta, and just east of Highway 4, which is basically the turnoff there on County Road 18, which goes in front of the shooting complex, the east side of that. Mm-hmm. That's where that, generally speaking, where that facility would be located at. And it would take basically about 2 square miles of solar panels in there, producing 150 megawatts of energy on a clear day when it's in full operation. Now, to give you a general idea of how much that is, 150 megawatts, approximately three of those type of fields, three of those farms would be about the same as one generator at Baldwin in a generic output capacity. So you get a rough idea of just how much energy is being produced there, which is quite a bit. And it would tie into what's known as the Prest substation that is just to the east of that, which is basically about a mile east of Tilden there on Highway 13. Mm, okay. It's a new substation they built there about a year and a half ago. So that's the facility that they would then tie into, because they would be producing, obviously, a substantial amount of energy with that. So that project is still moving forward, and that's a couple of the different ones in economic development there are. There are a number of others. There is economic development is working with some projects for what is the Kaskaskia Regional Port District. If you're familiar with it, it's actually located in Redbud, and it's the facility on the Kaskaskia River just to the west of the river. Gateway FS had built a very nice facility out there about 3 or 4 years ago. Also, TMW, the material works, has been located there for about 20 years, and there's a port right there on the Kaskaskia River that's available, and now they're looking at some other steel processing facilities that would be to the north side of the highway there, north of the highway, west of the Baldwin Energy Complex, and would be in that facility there. That is still underway, still under planning. They are looking at permitting. They are looking at the grant funding and different ones, but it has been announced, and it is out there, and it's something that's being worked on, and we're happy to see that as well. And that's been, and that is moving forward in economic development.
Okay, so little projects here and there.
Everything you can do helps.
Exactly.
And if you've listened before, I've also spoken about Prairie to Rocher a little bit, and this is their 300th year anniversary, mm-hmm. which is very important. I actually had an opportunity to go down there and visit a little bit yesterday, spend a little time visiting in the area, and I had not been down there in a little while because, during the COVID, no one went anywhere. But I had an opportunity to go down there and see the facilities, and they are working on their 300th anniversary plans, which are coming up in July. And at the same time, I've heard that Senator Duckworth, who is, and possibly Senator Durbin, are interested in sponsoring legislation for the National Park National Monument status that I spoke of. Now, considering is a ways from doing, but at least they're, it's in the process of being considered and looked at. Congressman Bost had worked substantially on that, and we appreciate all that he's done. And if we could get that obtained and introduced into the Senate, that would be, and of course, Congressman Bost would be willing to introduce it into the House. That would be wonderful. And we're looking forward to the possibility of that happening. That would really help in the tourism of the area, which, of course, it's very, very well known for now. As I often mention here, we don't really think of it because we live around here and it's our home and we're used to where we're at. But in actuality, Randolph County was the western border of the United States 200 years ago. And it didn't really extend any further than that. And there is a lot of history involved in it. And also involved in that national park status would be Cahokia Mounds and some of those areas up there, as well as ours, and probably some a little bit on the west side in the St. Genevieve area may also be considered as part of the process. But if that would go, that would be a real boost in Randolph mm-hmm. County and tourism in our area substantially, and that would be really great for Prairie to Rocher as they're in their 300th year celebration.
True.
I know they have a number of events planned for this year, and I'm looking forward to attending as many as I can.
Yeah, I know. I saw one event coming up that I'm going to try and make a band with local origin here. Head East is supposedly going to be playing there too.
That would be great. I remember them from when I was young, and if they actually make that area, I'd be happy to see them.
All right, I'll tell you what, we get another break. We'll go ahead and throw that in.
Sure.
And we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Got a little bit of time left in the program today. Again, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder and talking about some of the things going on around the county. Talk about, of course, the Care Center, and that'll be coming up on the ballot here in June.
Yeah, in the June primary, which is not that far away. I think it's about, well, it'd be about 6 weeks from now, 7 weeks from now. So, excuse me, that's a very important decision for Randolph County, and I hope what it will pass. I think it's very best for the county and best for the facility as well. And as I had mentioned earlier, we look forward to having a few open houses where we have the plans out there and what we're attempting to do, and have that all presented for anyone who would like to come by and take a look at them and ask any questions they would like to ask. Also, I'll mention a little bit about the Enterprise Zone that's still going on and part of Randolph County's economic development. In connection with Monroe County, we established this Enterprise Zone, which became effective back on the 1st of January of 2020. Mm-hmm. Now, in that period of time, obviously, it kind of went slow through the COVID years because it just actually came in, and then 3 months later, we were down for a year with COVID through that the shutdown period. But that is back, and we're seeing progress made on it. We have a number of different inquiries for different companies that are considering expanding in the area. Up in Monroe County, they've actually had a couple of applications that have went through, and that is very beneficial. Ours are still in the consideration, but if people aren't actually looking at it, considering it, nothing will happen. So you have to go through that process and discuss it with different companies and different individuals as to what's available and how you can assist. And eventually you see some breakthroughs and some actual organizations that will, decide to invest in the area. Mm-hmm. And we've had reasonable economic growth here in Randolph County, particularly in the Redbud to Chester area down the Route 3 corridor. There's been a substantial amount, and that's all very good. And we look forward to additional and, working with different companies in order to make improvements and very hopeful. And there are a couple of projects in the Sparta area being considered as well. Obviously, no permits have been filed, so they're not open for discussion as of yet. But if they would happen, that would be really beneficial for the Sparta community and area as well. So we're looking forward to assisting those companies any way we can. And hopefully some of this will work out and move forward very well.
Right. Anything new on the four lane at this point? Or?
Since we had actually had the last discussions, there was funding put in the Illinois Department of Transportation budget for an actual review. That is, they're supposed to begin their beginning engineering. Their preliminary engineering studies later on this year, if everything goes according to plan. That's where they begin to lay out the routes, have the route in this particular case, have public hearings, do environmental studies, etc. They had planned $15 million for that study that would run basically from south of Waterloo to basically Sparta through that area. With the one running from south of Waterloo to Redbud, that's very promising in that area because we have traffic counts now that support that. So hopefully that will get underway later on this year and wrap up in next year in 23. And from that, we'll have enough positive outcome that they can go into their final engineering. That's where they actually do the design for letting it out for contractors who would bid on it. These are the bridges we need. These are the locations, the routes where you get very specific about what you're doing. Also, and you've heard me mention this before, but the Chester Bridge, a replacement project, is moving ahead. That bridge is actually owned by the state of Missouri. And they have put together an engineering team that is focused on it full time. They have actually worked through the wintertime drilling core samples in the bottom of the river, particularly to the Missouri side, because they need to have a very good foundation on the two large towers that they will have to build that will suspend the bridge and hold it up. And particularly the one to the Missouri side, where it's a little flatter over there, you have to find good solid rock foundation underneath the river. Preliminarily, they're looking at replacing it to what I would call the northwest side of the existing bridge. That would be coming in on the side where Menard is at, as opposed to the other side. But that is possible to change. And if they stay on target, they're supposed to go out to four or five contractors, substantial U.S. contractors, and get their design opinions. And from the design bid process, they will choose the one that they think is the best overall design, the best overall cost. And they're actually talking about beginning on that in sometime in mid-23. So they're pretty much moving ahead with it full time. And they're talking about a completion date in 25, late 25, which to me seems pretty optimistic
right.
at this point for a project that size. But it shows that they are very much in tune with being serious about getting it and keeping it moving forward. So as that progresses more and we get more updates on it, and I'd actually seen an update on it as of Thursday of last week. They were reevaluating a couple of the environmental studies, but they did not anticipate there'd be any issues with those. Once those are all complete, they can actually invite in the four or five contractors who would be interested in it, and they can begin to put together their proposals as to what they would think would best. Probably those contractors are already involved, but in the process, but formally announced the process.
Right. That's definitely an important connector to Missouri.
Oh, that is vitally important to the economics of Randolph County in southwestern Illinois. And we're very hopeful, and I'm working in any way I can in order to help support the process of it.
All right. Well, looks like we're out of time, but thanks for stopping in and chatting for a little bit.
You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.